Hi, this is your friend Emmanuel Dagger, and you're listening to the Miracle Cafe, the home of transformational conversations that serve to attract even more miracles in your life. The Miracle Cafe is excited to connect you with visionary guests, concepts, and modalities here to assist you in manifesting a miraculous life. It's my deepest honor to welcome you to the Miracle Cafe. Hey, my amazing friend, and welcome. I'm Emmanuel Dagger, and this is the Miracle Cafe. Before we start, I'd like to actually take a moment and say hello to a very special listener. Bonjour, Lièvre. Lièvre lives in Belgium and wakes up at 4 a.m. to listen to our show. So for that, Lièvre, if you're listening right now, I'm sending you a big hello and lots of love here from California. Thank you so much for your support and kindness and for tuning in. So just once again, sending lots of love to you. And everyone who's listening and tuning in, thank you so much for being here with me right now and just choosing to listen and co-create some more miracles in your life. So the theme for today's show is all about anchoring light in today's world. Basically, today we're going to be talking to an extraordinary guest later on in the show, but for now we're going to set the intention. As you know, I like to begin the show by setting the intention because it basically creates this atmosphere, the vibe, for the rest of the show. So let's just close our eyes and take a deep breath in, breathing in through the nose, filling up your whole body with gratitude, with love, with joy. Just breathe that energy back out into the universe. So today's intention is for each of us to have at least one expansive moment during the show. So if you agree with that, just affirm out loud, and so it is. Good. All right, so how have you been feeling? What have you been experiencing lately? I always like to open up the show with a little bit about what I'm going through because I know that we're all connected, and when one of us is going through something, usually some of us have either gone through it and we can relate, or it's something we're currently going through or are going to go through. So for me, it's really been for the past few weeks about creating healthy boundaries, being in situations where I have to really, really step into that energy, because I know for me personally, I have a tendency to overextend myself in ways, you know, if someone asks me to do something or, you know, if someone needs help or whatever it is, I usually drop everything and try to help them. And so what I notice is sometimes I can get so involved with that that I forget to take care of myself and I forget to nurture and feed my spirit. So lately I've been noticing some of my boundaries have been, you know, some people are trying to push the boundaries and take advantage, you know, it starts to become in that vibration. And for me, I have to really, really be honest with myself and step into those energies of saying, you know what, maybe this is not working for me at the way that it is, and or maybe I'm just going to have to allow them to figure it out on their own. Because what happens is a lot of times when we are always doing for others, we start to enable them and they become reliant on us, and we end up kind of what do they call that? We basically enable them to continue their cycle, and we disempower them from really being able to take care of themselves in that area of their life. So I've really noticed and been taking inventory where that's been happening in my life over the past few years, really. And just these past few weeks, I've been really making sure that I establish those positive and healthy boundaries for myself so that I really do flourish and continue to expand and grow in my own life, because sometimes we can tend to forget about ourselves and we always kind of do for others. So that's kind of where I've been at. Have you experienced that yourself? If you have, you know, please email me, tell me your story, your experience, and how you're choosing to release some of these times where you're enabling or allowing others to continue their cycles of, you know, maybe taking advantage and things like that. We really want to empower them and really give them that permission to experience independence and be fully self-sufficient. So, yeah, if you have any questions or if you have any things that you're going through as well, please email me at Emmanuel@miraclecaferadio.com, and I'll be grateful and honored to read those. So that's kind of what I've been going through, is just really creating healthy boundaries and making sure that, you know, if I have to say no sometimes, if I have to say yes, if I, you know, whatever it is, in order to be taking better care of myself, I'm going to honor that and I'm going to listen to it. So I hope that this provided you with some inspiration to do the same. So that being said, let's jump right into our gratitude segment. So let's just take a moment right now and express our gratitude. What are you grateful for? While I affirm some of the gratitudes that I receive for the show, for me to read on air, just take a moment and just really, really think about what you're grateful for. So as you do that, Colleen in Ireland is grateful for feeling more motivated to use her artistic talents. Very good, Colleen. Very, very good. Tommy in Vermont is grateful for being aware that he can do anything he sets his mind to. Yes, I am fully resonating with that. Christine in Texas is grateful for saying yes to seeing all the abundant blessings in her life. Yes, I say yes to that too, Christine. So thank you, Colleen, Tommy, and Christine. And if you have a gratitude you'd like to share on the Miracle Cafe, please submit it to Emmanuel@miraclecaferadio.com. Again, that's Emmanuel@miraclecaferadio.com. All right, and now I'm so excited to introduce our special guest today. Mark Titus is a modern yogi and visionary guide for new paradigm thinkers and creators. He brings a current approach to the science of yoga and meditation, blending masterfully ancient practices and philosophy to soothe this tumultuous modern experience and support purposeful, organic, and dynamic creations that bring humanity to a higher consciousness and experience. Mark, welcome to the Miracle Cafe.
Thank you, Emmanuel. It's really nice to be here. I'm very grateful.
Well, I am so excited to share with you, with all of our listeners, because I've been following your work for a while, and I just love your energy, and I just really love what you bring and share with the world. And so today's theme is all about anchoring light in today's world. So let me ask you just right off the bat, what does anchoring light mean for you, or what does that look like for you?
Well, Emmanuel, it is a tumultuous world that we live in right now. The modern world is, there's a lot of distractions out there. There's a lot of things that catch our attention, and we are truly light beings at our core. From my life experience, there was a time that I had actually forgotten that. And I was caught up in the modern world, and that is what contributed to my forgetting. And through life experience as well, I was able to pull off the layers, shed the layers, and come to find out again, come to remember that I truly am a light being, love, energy, universal energy, God consciousness, prana, chi, any moniker that we choose to term it, is all the same. And so anchoring light to me means holding, if you will, holding on to the notion, holding on to the knowing, the deep, deep knowing that we are truly one with Source, a part of Source, individuated to be sure, but part of the whole.
And so how were you triggered to this awareness? Like, what brought you to this point in time where you have this knowing of light?
Well, early on, it started with a severe back injury, actually, that put me into a place of you know, being a young man, a very active young man to prior to this injury, to being completely incapacitated. And at that time, it was about 12 years ago now, at that time, I had a choice to either, you know, relegate my experience to Western medicine and to doctors and others, to take care of me. But I had an epiphany, actually. You know, there was surgery talk, there was, you know, you may never walk again talk, those kinds of things. These are life-changing, decision points. It was a watershed moment for me. And at that time in my life, I realized that I could take total personal responsibility for all of my life's actions to that point, and I realized that it was those actions, those choices, that had put me in this situation of being in this place. And so 12 years ago, I really opened my eyes, and it vacillated, you know, in that time between then and now. I vacillated back and forth, again, the modern world taking me over at times and you know, changing the course of my actions. But back in 2007, on my birthday, actually, I woke up in the hospital, ostensibly because of food poisoning from a birthday dinner. But again, I had this contemplation of my own death, actually. It felt like I was dying. And I literally had this internal knowing that I had to change everything, and there was a little voice that came in. It wasn't a voice per se, more of a feeling that said, Mark, if you don't get it now, this is your last chance. And I listened. That was January, so within 7 months, my whole life changed. Career, retired, divorced. Sold the house, sold everything, gave everything away, and landed in Sedona, Arizona. And it was really in Sedona that I undertook the yogic studies to the next level, and the shamanic studies, and came to understand God, came to understand spirit.
Wow.
Yeah, it's been a remarkable journey.
Well, it's amazing that sometimes we do hear things, like you said, 12 years ago you had that accident, and then once again you had another experience that was like a wake-up call, because there was still a little bit of in and out, going in and out of that awareness. And then now, ever since 2007, you really have excelled and just remembered your true essence to its greatest. So that's it's amazing how that works, isn't it?
It's quite fascinating. In fact, most recently, in the past, I'd say 5 months to a year, I've really acknowledged that, two things, really. One is that we're all gonna get it. We're all gonna remember who we really are. Whether it's on our, you know, last dying breath, or somewhere in between. Brought on by any number of life experiences, be it trauma or death or divorce or any kind of those watershed moments. But the bottom line is we're going to get it. I've chosen through my own experience to attempt, if you will, and now really have gotten it early. That's my destiny. It's why I'm here. Is to share this now. I was, Emmanuel, I was really the everyman. I was the guy that worked in the cubicles 40 hours or 80 hours a week. I was the guy that came home and sat in front of the TV and drank beer all night. I was the guy that was married and in an unhappy relationship for many, many years. And, when I speak to people, I look out there and I say, I really know what you're experiencing. I've laid flat on my back with a back injury for 7 months and couldn't move. I've also had very high points in my career. But none of that brought me to the happiness and to the joy that I experience today. The second thing that I realized is that life is a hero's journey. And I say that in a thematic sense. It's a soul journey to consciousness, and we each are the hero of our own journey. Oftentimes, because of our senses and the fact that we've been trained to look out there for the answers. I mean, that's really been the modern training, especially in the Western world. We've forgotten that really, ultimately, every answer that we ever want to seek or know lies within inside us. It's a very loud and dizzying world out there, but when we learn to still that, and quiet the mind, and go inside and journey inward, that is where the true hero's journey lies.
Mm. And isn't it interesting, because obviously, the mark that I know now, and the way that you were describing the mark before, it's like a completely different person, right? So looking back at it, at who you were, how does that feel for you, just to see how far you've come?
It's interesting because early in the in the journey from 2007, when I kind of walked away from the profession and career and the marriage and all the old friends and what have you, I found that as I continued to expand in my consciousness and in my awareness, I had less and less similarity, if you will, or less and less common ground with my old friends and relatives and what have you. And so along the way, there's been this slip away from that, a lot of my old contacts and friends and family. And so, in fact, I wrote about it in Heroes of the Now, my second book. I actually link the chapters together with real letters to my dear friends that I was struggling to communicate to. I couldn't actually reach out and talk to them on the phone. And so I wrote these letters to them about what was happening to me. And, some of them have come along with me. But what I've noticed, Emmanuel, is my landscape has changed. My view, my sensory perceptions have changed. And in that changing, of course, that's because my inner world has changed. But in my changing of my perception of my reality around me, I've noticed that there are different beings showing up in my life, that there are beings of light and love and consciousness, knowing that they're light, love, and consciousness. So it's been a kind of a wild ride in that respect, and I think that, for the listeners out there that are maybe at that tipping point, and sometimes they're ready to just take that next step, and then somebody from the past or from the present kind of reaches out with that hook, if you will, and says, hey, but what about, what about this party we're going to go to tonight? Or what about, this? Or what about, mom and dad? And how can you leave me behind? Well, the truth is that if we're to truly get it, we may have to temporarily leave some people behind, or permanently. And that's okay. We're each on this soul journey to consciousness, and we're each at different places along the way. And so some of the old friends may not be ready to take the next step, but that's okay. It's okay for them.
I view it as like the seasons, So some seasons, they come and go, and, some people remain lifelong friends or, even family members or always with us, but sometimes they come and go, they come in and out, and sometimes they just go. So it doesn't mean we love them less or we judge them, it just means that the vibrational match is not there at that time, right?
Exactly. I think one of the most challenging things for me, because of my upbringing and the way that I was raised, was actually with my family, with my mother and father, and the vibrational difference, if you will, is so disparate that I have had to distance myself from them at this time. I love them more than I ever have because I know who they are. Mm-hmm. As I know who I am. And in that, it's made it all right. Challenging, I believe, for them, but it's made it easier for me because I know that we'll unite again. I know that. Whether it's in this lifetime or beyond, it doesn't matter anymore, because these bodies are just body clothes that we've put on for this lifetime. It's no different than the human body, that our human experience, waking up in the morning and putting on a set of clothes and taking them off at night. I believe that, you know, our immortal, energetic essence of all that is merely residing in these body clothes. So I know that my mother and father will unite with me at some point, whether it be in this lifetime or the next, or beyond. And that gives me peace.
Nice. Yeah, and all those listeners out there, you know, if you're struggling with family members, really see if this is something that, you know, a concept of being able to love them from afar might do you good for a while. So I wanted to actually get to a formula that you really, really have put together, you really enjoy speaking about, to remaining in the light amidst today's modern world. Can you share with our audience your formula to doing this?
I can. The moniker Modern Yogi has kind of stuck, and first I'm just going to speak to what is a yogi. And Paramahansa Yogananda is one of the modern gurus that brought yoga to the West. And his definition is of yogi is anyone who practices a scientific technique of God contact is a yogi. And when we speak of God, God has a series of connotations in our world and in our Western world. But God merely is a representation of the energy of creation. God is a moniker used to describe chi, prana, universal energy, God consciousness, Christ consciousness. I mean, this is my belief. This is what I've come into. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Experiencing, actually. So when we say that, when Paramahansa speaks this way, he's talking in the same way that I am, which is I have undertaken a scientific approach, a yogic approach, which exercises mind, body, and spirit into alignment. And once I really got into the practice, because I practiced yoga, 12 years ago, but I merely practiced, as another of my teachers speaks, gymnastics. I didn't understand what was behind the yoga. And what is behind the yoga is the notion of coming into contact with universal consciousness. Okay? So in saying that, what I coach and how I bring and engage people in the conversation, because we can do this very easily, is I speak about these five things. These five things are, the first is to feel energy. Okay, our world is made up of energy. That's a proven fact, actually, now, scientifically. I mean, there's really no debating it. I don't even bother, if you will, effectively spending a lot of time defining it or pointing, you know, in my own writings to this energetic fact, because it's done for me out there. Anybody can go right now and do their own research and realize that our world is made up of energy, vibration.
Yes.
Okay, and so if we can begin to feel that, and oftentimes I'll speak to some of the Tai Chi masters or Bruce Lee is a great example, or Jet Li or Jackie Chan. I mean, some of these martial artists, when you watch them move, when you watch Bruce Lee, some of the old Bruce Lee movies, when you watch him move, there is no doubt, it is undeniable, that it is energy that moves these bodies. So if you can move slowly and effectively and imagine for a little bit that you're moving like you were moving through water, what that would be like if you were standing and walking through the swimming pool. We can relate to that. That would give you an idea of the fact that there is energy all around us. And so the first step, if you will, is to begin to feel energy. Not only is it outside of us, but it's within us as well. The next thing is, we've forgotten how to breathe in the West, especially in the West. If you notice, if you take notice, and your listeners take notice right now of how you're breathing, you'll notice likely that you're not breathing very deeply. It's called upper chest breathing. And you're only really filling the top portion of your lungs. But if we expand the belly and allow our physicality to really work the way our physical bodies were designed to work, you'll begin to notice that your breath becomes deeper, and in that breath comes the stillness. In that breath, actually, that is our way of exchanging the energy, because we breathe in the air, but it's also an energetic exchange.
Mm.
Okay, so taking notice of the breath, and really we can do these five things right now as your listeners are listening. Just start to pay attention to these things. The third thing is meditation. And really the breath leads us into meditation, because as we start to become aware of the breath, we can begin to notice that if my mind is agitated, and let me step back for a moment. No, I'll keep going. If our mind is agitated, our breath is most likely shallow and fast and those kinds of things. And there's a saying, where the breath goes, the mind will follow, and where the mind goes, the breath will follow. Okay?
Hmm.
So if we take that to heart, that means that if we are agitated in our mental thinking, all we have to do is begin to breathe deeply. Because as we breathe deeply, as we breathe deeply, our mind starts to slow down because our breath has slowed down. If we're, if we're respiring, if our number of breaths per minute is, up around the 12 to 14 level, breaths per minute, as opposed to down around 6 or 7, then our mind will be that speedy. Okay? So meditation. And meditation leads us to that fourth tip, if you will, or step, and that is to begin to still the mind. This modern world has really trained us to be so fast, and it's getting faster. Things are happening so quickly out there, and as you're driving, or as you're walking, or as you're interacting with your bosses, or your peers, or colleagues, everything is so quick. The mind has to be fast. But truth be told, the mind really can't keep up with everything. And in fact, there's lots of scientific research out there that says the mind's only processing, a small portion of what it's receiving. So if we begin to still the mind after coming into that breath awareness and into meditation, the mind naturally begins to still, actually. And that's where we get into the connection. That's stilling the mind, the quieting the mind, those thoughts. It's awfully hard to hear the whisper of source through a chattering mind. And the last is very important, very, very, very important, and that is to know thyself. If we really follow those first four steps or tips or whatever you want to call them, if you really follow those, the last thing that kind of comes to happen is, in the stillness that's been created, there begins to become a depth of the experience that isn't there before or hasn't been there before. Mm-hmm. And in that depth is you. Mm-hmm. In that depth is the authentic you. And because it's been so overburdened by the chatter and by the tumultuous landscape and the modern world with all the sensory experiences, that's why we've forgotten. We've forgotten to listen. So those five steps, just really to go over, COMG, become knowing within yourself that energy is ever present all around us within us. Breathe, aware, bring breath awareness. Let that lead you to meditation, which leads the mind to still, and then start to contemplate who you really are. And you will remember.
Mm.
I literally guarantee it. Because, Emmanuel, if you knew me before, you'd say, holy cow, if he can do it, Yeah. Anybody can do it. Everybody can do it.
That's amazing. Well, you know, I mean, I can definitely attest to that, and I think everyone listening has probably gone through that on some level, but for me to hear some of these amazing reminders, especially about, I don't think I've heard that phrase where where the breath goes, the mind goes. Is that what you said?
Where the breath goes, the mind follows.
Yeah, it follows.
Or where the mind goes, the breath follows. So
yeah.
Think about what happens if somebody were to walk in behind you and scare you. Boom.
Mm-hmm.
Right? What happens? All of a sudden, the breath goes really fast, and the mind starts going, whoa, hey, what just happened? Is there somebody going to hurt me? Is there somebody sneaking up on me? Did I do something wrong? Right? Mm-hmm. So, at the converse of that, if your breath, if you've trained yourself to breathe through all kinds of experiences, the mind stays still as well.
Wow. Well, there was lots of amazing insights in there, and you know, we'll have this up later for a recording so people can listen to it over and over. I know I'm going to listen back to it and hear some of the things and take some notes, but thank you so much for sharing your tips. And I know that you've written two books. You talked about Heroes of the Now. I know you have another book, The Buffalo Diaries. Can you share a little bit more about what inspired you to write these books?
Well, when I got to Sedona, you know, my life was rapidly changing and evolving. And at some point along the way, someone said to me from the outside, "You should write a book." You know, and I just kind of, you know, scoffed. I'd always been a technical writer kind of thing for my career. But at some point in the stillness came this little sense of knowing that it's like, maybe you should document what you're doing. Maybe you should start to journal and keep track of what's happening. And I did. And at first it was difficult. And it vacillated back and forth. But there was a day, and that's the day that the Buffalo Diaries was born, which is my journal, my online journal, that spirit really came in and said, it's time, Mark. And that's when I literally in a 24-hour period, the download, if you will, that came in was, the Buffalo Spirit came to me, gave me the name, gave me the logo, gave it all to me and said, "We're gonna help you. You're gonna write, and you're gonna write about your experience. Every time you experience some release or some kind of shamanic journey where you're returning soul pieces and doing soul recovery, you're going to write about that experience right afterwards, because even if only one person reads it and says, wow, I'm having an experience like that, then it's okay. Someone else did. So the guidance came from the stillness, and what I've come to know since then is that guidance is universal consciousness. That is the divine plan, if you will. So ultimately, as I factor in where I'm at now, how I'm writing at the Buffalo Diaries and what's transpired since those original days, I'm realizing, Emmanuel, that I'm actually fulfilling my destiny, my soul purpose. My reason for being here is being fulfilled. And it happens as we let go of the mind or the intellect desire, which is oftentimes based on the external circumstances of our training and upbringing or college or whatever it might be. Once we let go of all that stuff, we really get into tune with what brings us the joy. And it's what brings us the joy that is our litmus, if you will, of whether or not we're on our life path, our life purpose.
Absolutely. And I know a big part of that, what didn't you ride your motorcycle and travel and things like that?
I have, yes. And there's more of that in my future is what I'm being shown as well. I hypothesized this, you know, I mean, there was quite a, even in the last 5 years, there was quite a bit of, you know, difficulty. You know, we're talking also about the ego, we're talking about the ego, and the ego is a pretty tenacious creature, if you will. And so when it's being asked to be, you know, let go of, or when we are telling it we're letting go of it, it does come back and say, hey, you know, I'm in charge. And so I had to say, okay, if I go out there and I meditate every day and I come into this peaceful place and I'm out on a motorcycle and all I have are the things on my motorcycle and all that, will I end up in the right place at the right time with the right information, and will I have experiences that are sharing and growing for myself and others? And so I did that. I got on a motorcycle in Sedona, Arizona, and over 7 weeks, I rode over 5,000 miles, covered 8 states, 1 province, and the entire journey was spirit guided. I had general direction on a map of where I was going to go, but the daily, what I was going to do, and how far I was going to ride, and what I was going to, you know, where I was going to stop, and all that was completely spirit guided. I've written about that on the Buffalo Diaries blog, and in fact, people can go to the buffalodiaries.com or buffalodiaries.com, and there's a tab on the side, and they can read about the entire motorcycle journey from beginning to end.
Nice.
It was incredible, Emmanuel. Incredible. I actually ended up here in L.A. at the end of it, and it's one of the reasons that I'm back.
Well, what's so amazing to me is really, you know, going back to the theme of today, anchoring light in today's world, it's really about listening to your intuition, being open enough to hear and follow, because that's when you will be guided to create and anchor the highest amount of light in your life experience. So that's kind of what I keep hearing, the theme here, and that's amazing. I know we're almost running out of time. I do want to once again just make sure that everyone knows where they can get your books and learn about your coaching services, your special events, things like that. So where can they find that all?
I have two websites, marktitus.com. And it's Mark with a C, MarkTitus.com, and BuffaloDiaries.com. Those two, that Buffalo Diaries is my blog. They're all linked at MarkTitus.com. The newest project that I'm working on is an offshoot, if you will, of the book Heroes of the Now, and so there is a website, heroesofthenow.com. And that is beginning to take form and to take shape into the original vision that I saw when I put that website up. And so over the next, say, 4 or 5 months, I think some really neat things are going to happen at heroesofthenow.com.
Yay, sounds good. And I want to leave with one question that I want, that I usually ask most of my guests, is that if you could give yourself at, let's say, when you were 25, one piece of advice, the you now is giving the 25-year-old one piece of advice, what would that be?
Follow your heart. Follow the joy.
Good.
find the bliss. And really, that means know thyself. Don't listen to what other people are telling you. Don't pay attention to what's, don't give attention, never pay, quote, pay attention, but don't give attention, and don't give yourself over to the outside world. First come into the heart space, first come into the stillness, first know thyself. And when you do, you're going to feel the joy. You're going to feel the juice. And then go out into the world. You know? Then
nice,
go out into the world.
If then I could, go out into the
world. If I could tell my 25-year-old self that, I would. But if I had, I wouldn't have had the amazing life experience that I've had. And I have had truly an amazing life.
Wouldn't have been, and you wouldn't have been able to give him that advice. So there you go. So, well, Mark, thank you so much for sharing this amazing time with me and all our listeners today. It was such an honor to have you. I'm so grateful to know you and continue expanding and co-creating together in the future. So, and you're welcome back anytime.
Well, I appreciate it, Emmanuel. And I have to say, just you too, my brother, are a hero of the now. And your endeavors, your New Earth Daily, for example, and the radio show, you're doing remarkable work. And
thank you.
I appreciate it. And I'm grateful to be here on the show with you today.
Thank you so much. So thank you. And again, make sure you go check out Mark's website. And we're going to actually take a quick music break. And when we come back, we're going to do some healing on anchoring in more light. Stay tuned.
Every day is a new beginning. Every day is a brand new start. It's about the wheels you're spinning and the sun inside your heart. So turn around and see, it was made for you and me. If you wanna touch the sky, just spread your wings and fly. Follow your heart, you will see all your dreams become reality. Follow your heart, you and I, brave enough to touch the sky. Follow your heart, right from the start. Follow your heart everywhere you go. Rhythm running wild.
Welcome back to the Miracle Cafe. You just heard Follow Your Heart by Menyo. One of my favorite songs, always makes me feel good, always makes me my vibes go up through the roof, and I hope it did the same for you. And you can check them out on iTunes. So definitely had a wonderful show today with Mark, really talking about anchoring in the light. So I'd like to do a little meditation / healing process with you today to really, really continue on this theme of anchoring the light. So what I want to do is actually just have you close your eyes and just get relaxed. You can either be lying down or seated in a comfortable chair and just take a nice, deep, cleansing breath in through the nose, breathe in, and just breathe out all your thoughts of the day. Very good. Take another deep breath in. And release. Good. And one more. Filling your whole body up with love, with joy, with life force energy. And just breathe that energy back out into the universe, knowing that it's coming back to you even stronger. Okay, so I would want to invite you to gently place your right hand over your heart space and just place your left hand right on top of the heart, on the right hand. So right on the heart and left on the right hand. Very good. I just want you to focus on your energy. And I want you to focus on the energy in your heart space. And just focus on it. Just see it or feel it. You can see it as a color. You can see it as an energy. I like the colors of emerald green or pink or gold or white, whatever energies that feel good to you. I want you to notice that there's this ball of energy now in your heart space starting to form underneath your hands. And I want you to see and view that energy gently move down the heart into the stomach, down into the root chakra, down through the legs, through the knees, through the calves, through the ankles, down through the feet, going in to the earth, straight into the earth, grounding, feeling that grounding energy from Mother Earth, and see that beautiful light energy that you saw move down your body. See it go all the way down to the crystal core center of Mother Earth. Imagine this big crystal ball, magnetic crystal, in the center of Earth. Just go ahead and see yourself root that energy that you saw from your heart. Go down all the way into the core, the heart of Mother Earth, and just see that energy go around that core center, coming back up, so rooting itself and then coming back up the other side, back up through the earth, through the feet, up through the legs, the knees, the thighs, the hips, going up the spine, back up to the heart. Very good. Now, I want you to see that energy just remain there in your heart space, feeling that grounding love energy. And now I want you to imagine from the highest sky, from the skies, you can imagine a night sky or a day sky. I want you to see a white golden light. And I want you to see that light just coming down from the earth like a waterfall. Maybe like Niagara Falls. Just see that pouring down and gently moving through into the top of the head, going down energetically, liquid light into the forehead, around the eyes, the eyebrows, massaging the nose, the cheeks, the ears, the back of the head, then going down into the spine, the neck, the shoulders, down through the arms, the fingertips, and then coming down through the throat chakra, and then meeting your earth grounding love life force energy halfway at the heart. And I want you to see that golden white light enter the heart space and illuminate, open up the heart bigger, wider than it's ever been before, anchoring in more love, more joy, more excitement. Right here and right now, feel into that. What would it feel like if your heart was beaming like a star or a sun in all directions? The whole universe is seeing this light. And I want you to see that other energy that you had rooted down into the earth merge and become one with this golden light energy. And I want you to see them. They intertwine. Maybe they look like a braided energy. So maybe if you had a color of pink before, so now it's pink and white gold. Or if you had green, same thing. Just see those energies in the heart space merge and open up even brighter and shine even brighter and expand out those rays of joy, love, satisfaction, peace, gratitude, all through the ethers, all through the corners of the universe and beyond. And just feel into that for a few seconds. Feeling this overwhelming sense of gratitude for this time that you have created today, knowing that you have fully created miraculous transformation, expansion, anchoring in the light, the love, because that's what the light is. It's just love, unconditional, pristine, pure love. Good. Just breathe in and breathe out that love out into the universe, out into the world, knowing what you put out, you shall receive. Good. And let's do another one. Take a deep breath in and breathe out. And one more. Take a deep breath in, bringing your awareness back to this moment. Wiggle your hands, your toes, your fingers. Just getting back into the body and breathe out. Gently open your eyes, feeling the love, carrying that on with you for the rest of the evening and so forth. And whenever you feel like you want to anchor in more light, please, I extend you to use this little fun process of combining and anchoring the light, heaven on earth, right? Good. And let's do one more deep breath in and release. Good. And so it is. All right. So thank you so much. Thank you so much for tuning in to the show today. And also thank you to Mark for a wonderful chat earlier on. And I'm just so excited. I'm so grateful that you're enjoying these shows. You know, you are what is inspiring me to continue on with these shows, and they've been expanding very quickly. And you know, please feel free to share them when the downloads come up for as recordings. Please share them with everyone that you feel would benefit. So thank you so much, and I'm really excited to check back in with you in 2 weeks. Have a miraculous day.
Thank you for tuning in to the Miracle Cafe. Sign up for our mailing list at miraclecaferadio.com to find out more about upcoming shows and special events. Also, by signing up, you will receive a free powerful energy recording titled Living Your Highest Vision. Sign up today at miraclecaferadio.com, and I look forward to co-creating a miraculous journey with you.